Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello everyone and welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. It is officially summer. It is June. Oh my gosh, thank God we have made it to that beautiful weather. It has been nasty though. It's been hot. It makes me miss winter, and then when we're in the winter time, I miss summer. So we're never happy as humans, but I'm happy that it's nice out. And, the trees are bloomed and plants are growing, and it makes me so happy and it makes me want to do things. But before we start, I do want to say Memorial Day weekend sucked. It rained the entire time and there was absolutely nothing to do. So, it sucked, but I mean, whatever. And at the same time, it kind of felt good to have an excuse not to do anything, because if it's nice out and I'm not outside, I just always think I'm a horrible person. So to have an excuse of it being like, well, it's raining, it definitely was a helper for me to stay lazy. But today we're going to talk about rejection. And before I do that, I did have a literal, I don't even know what to even describe it. Today, I literally had a breakdown, okay? And I had a breakdown because my brother gave me clothes that he didn't want anymore. And I was like, oh, I'll, try some on and figure out what I want. Well, it really got to my head because I was trying on clothes and some weren't fitting. I was crying. And I'm like, why am I crying? Like, shut up. And I was like, I couldn't believe it that his clothes didn't fit. Meanwhile, he's like a few years younger than me. I'm like, hello, like, of course it would be like some clothes won't fit me. And then I try on this one shirt and it was like, it kind of fit me okay, but it was a little tight and I was like so upset. And then I turn around to see the tag and it's a large, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm skinny. So then all of a sudden I'm like, that's it. I'm so skinny. Look at me. Meanwhile, I was just crying how I'm like overweight and like huge. And yeah, so it was a roller coaster, but I'm back and better than ever. I talked myself down. I did get a few great clothes from, the pile that was given to me. So I'm very excited about that. And, it's kind of that thing that our bodies completely tell us, like, false narratives and false stories. And we take it and run, or at least I do. And we need to stop doing that. George, stop doing that because it's not healthy. Because I literally was about to go on Jenny Craig today, and I truly was about to go to Fat Camp. Like, I was gonna pay $1,000 a day for Fat Camp because honestly, I'm not talking about it anymore. But I'm happy. I'm feeling good now today after learning that I fit in a large. It was spectacular. And yeah, let's get right into what we're going to talk about today. I'm so excited. We are going to talk about rejection. Now, rejection means a lot of things and different things to every person. Some people have gotten rejection regarding relationships. Some people have been rejected regarding jobs. Some people have been rejected regarding hobbies that they love to do. And some people have just been rejected in societies and, friend groups, stuff like that. So that's what we will be talking about today. Now, before I get into it all, I do want to say, because I will be talking about this, it is my opinion that we need rejection in our lives. If we do not have rejection, or if we do not get rejected in our lives at one point, there is no room for growth and there's no room for learning. And it all, depends on how you take that rejection. So the definition of rejection that I found on Merriam-Webster dictionary is the act of not accepting, believing, or considering something. And when I was looking for the definition, they were giving me like weird ones that I felt like they weren't definitions. But this one I felt like was a good one, a good understanding of it. At the end, it was just, you know, being dismissed. You know, that's it. It's a common thing. It's not anything new. It's not anything out of the ordinary. But I feel like we need to talk about it because people get rejected a lot and sometimes they don't know how to go on from that. And that's, you know, a main thing of why I'm doing this. We're going to talk about, you know, how to move on after rejection, how to face rejection. And my main thing with rejection is fear and doubt. And a lot of people are scared to even start anything, you know, regarding relationships, regarding friendships, regarding jobs, hobbies, things that they love to do. They don't even start it, including myself. I'm one of those people that are scared of rejection. And it's all stems from fear. We have fear of even being rejected, of even being in that position to be rejected. And we really have to take those walls down. And we really need to force ourselves to do these kind of things. Now, before I go into how to deal with rejection, I wanted to tell you a story. So, I was doing comedy for a few years. And comedy, if you do not know, is a hard business to be in. It is one of the craziest entertainment businesses to be in. And it is because you literally are all by yourself. You have an act that you have to complete from top to bottom. You have to control how the audience react to these, you know, acts that you're doing. And it's nothing, you know, singing is nothing. Singing, you have the music in the background. You're able, you know, to have the music help you. And there's always clapping. When it comes to comedy, you literally have to work your ass off to make people laugh, get the story straight, get the jokes together, make sure it gets to people. And it is a hard industry to get into because they are very hard on everybody. And that's kind of the things that I was going through. I went into clubs where there was nobody in it. I've done stand-up for other comedians and no one's laughing. Like, it is a crazy, crazy experience. I'm blessed that I did it, but I was rejected a lot. And there was a lot of rejection that I had to deal with. And to tell you the truth, at that point of my life, I couldn't handle the rejection that I was getting. Because it was, to be honest, it was a lot to handle. And it was a lot of rejection. It was too much rejection for me personally. And I felt like, I don't know if I could do this anymore. And I, you know, took a break from it because of rejection, but also because of other things too, that nothing was happening. It was the same clubs, the same places, and no results. And, you know, going to New York almost every day of the week, it just sucked and it was expensive and it was just too much to do. But it's a beautiful thing though, because it really taught me a lot and I learned from it. And, you know, rejection, it only made me stronger. And it's that kind of thing that now when I do auditions and I, you know, and I submit things, and if they are denied, I'm just like, okay, on to the next. Because I was not able to do that years ago. If I was rejected, I would have not been able to move on from it. So if you need that help today, we are going to get you situated. And I'm going to tell you the steps and what to do to get you to that next point. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goli. Like I said, we need rejection to grow. Without rejection, I don't think I would have ever been able to do a lot of what I do and learn from it and move on from it. I don't think I would have had this podcast if I didn't get rejected, you know, so early on in my life. And it's that kind of thing that you grow from it and you learn a lot from it. So we are going to talk about how to deal with rejection. So first thing that I always say when dealing with rejection is recognize the rejection. Why were you rejected? If there is no main reason, then that's something that I personally don't think you should worry about. But if you know the reason of the rejection, recognize it. Recognize that you were even rejected. Next, you need to learn from that. You have been rejected. Learn from it. Grow from it. Change the person that wasn't rejected into the person that has been rejected. What do you know now that you didn't know before? So that is a huge one, because that is literally the main part of it all, is learning after being rejected. Next, take the risk. Why not? Take the risk after learning from it all. And why not even do it again? Try it again. Now, one thing when it comes to rejection is sometimes you have all of your eggs in one basket. So, try avoiding having too much on your plate, because you need to focus on the main thing that you are doing. So your chances of being rejected are maybe even less than previous. Also, you need to feel the emotion. Feel the emotion of being rejected. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to feel like you want to quit, but don't. But it's okay to have the feeling and the emotions of those things, because it is a hard thing, especially the first time of rejection. You know, even if it's a relationship, maybe the relationship wasn't for you. Maybe this was God showing you that it's not your time. Maybe that promotion isn't as good as what you're really going to get at the end. So, feeling the emotions and feeling the rejection is a moment in time that you need, because that's the only way you're going to either learn from it or you're going to just feel sorry for yourself and, you know, go through another path. But you need to just learn from rejection. Last, what I say is take time for yourself. Take a step back, figure out what went wrong. And, you know, with rejection, it's such a wide range of different things. So, you know, when it comes to relationships, like, maybe this isn't the relationship for you. When it comes to jobs, it's like, you know, maybe there's another job out there for me And this was just, you know, a step to the right direction. So, and then when it comes to, you know, jobs and stuff like that, and any type of like entertainment, because I know a lot of people in the entertainment industry, it's a lot of rejection. It's literally 90% rejection, 10% approval. So it's a lot, but it's that kind of thing that, you know, if without it, what would we have learned? What would we have done? And after the fact, what are we doing now that's so different than what we didn't do before? Macari. We need to speak about it. Macari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Macari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Macari. I buy on Macari and I sell on Macari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Macari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Macari. Again, $30 to spend on Macari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. So, at the end of the day, what do we learn? We learn that we need rejection to grow. We need rejection to learn. If being rejected, we need to feel the emotions, and it's okay to feel the emotions. It's okay to be upset. It's a normal thing. It's the whole process of getting through being rejected. We need to take the risks after being rejected. And hopefully we feel that after being rejected. And last ones are the most important ones. We need to avoid having all eggs in one basket. We need to avoid having too much on our plates. And we need time for ourselves and possibly take a step back and really learn and indulge in ourselves. So, I hope this has been a good experience for most of you, and I hope you really take these learning opportunities to help yourself grow and, you know, to honestly get yourself ready, especially if you're in the entertainment industry, to get yourself ready for rejection, because that's also a good one, is to be ready for rejection when that time comes. So, I want to end this episode off, of course, with the quote of the week, like we always do. And this week's quote is, of course, about rejection. And it is, rejection doesn't mean you aren't good enough. It means the other person failed to notice what you have to offer. By Mark Amend. So, that's beautiful. And you could take it for what you feel it is and move on from there. All right, I will see you all next week. I hope you all have a great weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful in Jersey. And let's just get this summer started and ready to move forward and to enjoy this beautiful summer, especially with the no mask mandates anymore. It's just such a beautiful thing, and let's take advantage of it. But I will not be going to DJs. You will not be seeing me at DJs. You will not be seeing me at Porta. Well, maybe Porta because of their pizza, but other than that, you know, I love Belmar, but I don't know, like, I'm done with the crowds. I really am. I feel like such an old person, but I'm like, really, like, I don't need to party. So, all right. Have a great weekend. I will see you next week. You know, stay positive. Love yourself. Goodbye.